Ever drive past like a massive digital billboard and you think to yourself, wait, how does that thing even work?
Right.
Rain or shine,
Yeah.
heat, snow, it just keeps going and going.
Yeah.
Well, today we are diving into this hidden world. Most people don't even think about it. It's industrial motherboards.
That's right. Yeah.
We're talking about the unsung heroes of, this tech-driven world that we're in. And we're going deep. With some help from this report that we've got here.
Excellent. Yeah.
And get this, it's not just billboards.
Oh,
We're
no.
talking traffic systems, factory floors, those really cool robots you see in those videos?
Yeah.
Those too.
They rely on a whole different, like, breed of motherboard. It's true.
Oh, okay.
Not at all like the one you'd find tucked away in your laptop.
Right.
Those things need a cozy environment.
Right.
But industrial motherboards, they're built for the extremes.
Okay.
Picture this: a scorching desert, freezing Arctic outpost, or how about a factory floor just pulsing with vibrations? These things, these robust systems, are designed to not just survive, but to thrive in those very conditions.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
My laptop, I think, starts acting up if I look at it wrong.
Right.
But seriously, that kind of resilience, like how what's the secret sauce? How do they last so long? My electronics, their lifespan, I feel like it's measured in months.
Yeah, it's all about perspective, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, industrial motherboards, they're designed with this long-term vision. It's all about reliability that lasts and minimizing e-waste.
Oh, okay.
For instance, did you know some of these motherboards, they're powering vital traffic systems for over a decade?
Wow.
That's a big difference compared to, constantly upgrading our phones and laptops every couple of years.
Right.
They achieve this by using rugged components, making sure parts are available for repairs way down the line, and designing them to be easily maintained.
So that's a stark contrast to the constant pressure we get to upgrade our phones and our laptops every couple of years. It's kind of refreshing to hear about technology that's actually designed to last.
Yeah.
But it's not just about toughness, is it?
No,
There's
no.
got to be more to it than just surviving a sandstorm or two,
Yeah,
right?
you're absolutely right. Think of these motherboards like the Swiss Army knives of the industrial world. They've got these specialized connectors. Imagine heavy-duty versions of the ports on your computer, but they're built to handle the demands of factory equipment in these extreme environments. And instead of relying on fans for cooling, which, let's face it, they can break down, they often use passive cooling solutions.
Oh, okay.
Super reliable, perfect for harsh settings where dust or moisture could be a real problem.
So instead of like whirring fans, they've got these ingenious passive cooling systems.
Exactly.
That's brilliant. I like it. It's like comparing a marathon runner to like a sprinter. One's built for sustained endurance and the other one's, going for those short bursts of speed.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good analogy.
Yeah. Both are totally essential, but in very, very different ways.
Exactly. And these industrial motherboards, they're the marathon runners of the tech world. Those industrial-grade components, they're chosen because they're reliable, they're in it for the long haul, and that makes them way more resilient than anything you'd find in your average consumer device.
It's wild to think about these seemingly niche pieces of hardware are actually underpinning so much of our modern world.
It's truth.
They're silently keeping factories running, traffic flowing, and all those digital billboards, shining bright,
Yeah.
all while they're tucked away, completely out of view.
Out of sight, out of mind, but critically important. And it really makes you wonder, as technology keeps advancing at this crazy pace, and we keep demanding more from our devices, what new frontiers will industrial motherboards end up conquering? What kind of extreme conditions will they have to withstand in the future? It's a question we're going to have to wait and see the answer to, but it's exciting to think about.
Yeah, absolutely.